the East, and the West. I have seen that men of worth have embraced the truth West, who will yet be pillars to the cause. When they can place their temporal things in a condition where they can use a portion of their means, they will do their part in sustaining the cause. I also saw that some were willing to receive the truth brought to them by the liberalities of their Eastern brethren, without its costing them anything. I saw that the brethren West should arouse and meet the expenses of their own states. God requires this at their hands, and they should feel it a privilege to do so. The Lord will prove the brethren West. He will try them to see if they will withdraw their affections from the world and make their faith perfect by works. I saw that God's hand was stretched out to gather in souls in the West. He has been bringing out men who can teach the truth to others, whose duty it will be to bear the truth into new fields. I saw that the men who have moved from the East to the West and have endured the hardships of settling in a new country, if they receive the truth understandingly, will manifest a similar decision of character and perseverance in regard to present truth, and will engage as heartily in the work to advance the truth as they have to secure to themselves a temporal possession. If this corresponding zeal is lacking, the truth has not yet had its saving, sanctifying influence upon them. I was pointed back to a meeting in Iowa City. Brother Cornell felt the burden of the cause. S. Everett had a spirit of opposition. His testimony was not in union with the work of God, and he brought grief and burden upon those who were laboring for its advancement. But it would have been better for the cause had he been suffered a time longer, and the brethren borne the confusion he caused. I saw that Brother Cornell moved unwisely in his case. It gave E and the enemies of our faith advantage. Brother C should have waited until E's religious character was more fully developed. He would soon have united with the remnant people of God, or been left one side. But E has obtained sympathy on account of his age. He had partaken of the messenger spirit, and his whole course was darkened by it. His wife has an excitable, bitter spirit. She has been zealous to spread false reports. She acts the part to her husband that Jezebel did to Ahab. She stirs him up to fight against the servants of God who bear pointed testimony. Their influence east has been decidedly against the spirit of the truth and those who have devoted their lives to labor for its advancement. There is a class east who profess to believe the truth, but have cherished secret feelings of dissatisfaction against those who bear the burden in this work. And their true sentiments would not appear unless some influence opposed to the work of God arises, and then they will manifest their true character. Such readily receive, cherish, and circulate reports which have no foundation in truth, to destroy the influence of those who are engaged in this work. All who wish to draw off from the body will have opportunity. Something will arise to test everyone. The great sifting time is just before us. The jealous and the fault-finding who are watching for evil will be shaken out. They hate reproof and despise correction. Those who love the spirit of the third angel's message can have no union with the spirit of E and wife. The question is often asked by those who fall under the influence of my enemies. Is Sister White getting proud? I have heard that she wore a bonnet filled with bows and ribbons. I hope I am not getting proud. My manner of dress is the same as it has been for several years. I am opposed to hoops and to wearing unnecessary ribbons and bows. I have worn one velvet bonnet 2 years without change of strings except to cleanse them with soap and water. I put the same velvet upon a new frame and wear it again this winter. I believe Sabbath keepers should dress plain and study economy in dress. Those who wish to talk will talk if we do not give them any occasion. I do not expect to suit every taste in regard to dress, but I believe it to be my duty to wear durable clothing, to dress neat and orderly, and suit my own taste if it does not disagree with the Word of God.